Matt Slindereck on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I'm going to mention Trump again in this segment. And you know what's sad is the guy has a capacity for to dominate the news cycle. Even when he's done nothing, he's achieved nothing, but all he's done is insult people. But he does it in such an egregious way, and they're prominent people, that you have to mention it. But then you're mentioning Trump's name. People go, well, why is he dominating the news cycle? Well, at some point, you have a former president, even though he lost the popular vote by 3 million, and this time he lost it by 7 million, and Biden got 300 electoral votes. Trump stays in the news by attacking, by spreading poison. Well, this must be reported. A piece of very good news that occurred yesterday. Stacey Abrams has announced she's running for governor of Georgia again. She's terrific. Stacey Abrams is terrific. Stacey Abrams is not only an activist. I'll tell you a couple of things about her. She's a graduate of Yale Law School. Her sister's a federal judge. And Stacey Abrams has written more than a dozen novels. And I did not misspeak, a dozen, 12. I think it's more like 14, 16. They're romance novels, but you can Google Stacey Abrams. I don't know if she's using a pseudonym, like, you know, they'll say they're named Ashley Downs or something like that, these things. But in any event, Stacey Abrams has written more than a dozen novels. When does she have time to do that? She's a very able person, a very smart person. She'd be a great governor. And when she ran against Brian Kemp in 2018, she got 48% of the vote. Why'd she get 48% of the vote and didn't win? Because Brian Kemp, at the time he was running for governor, was the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger's predecessor down there. And he, to help himself, stripped a couple of 100,000 people out of the Atlanta area off of the voting rolls. Said they hadn't voted in a while. And some said, well, we voted last time or we voted two times ago. Yeah, but how do we know you're going to vote this time? Off they go. Now, yeah, you can line up and try to re-register. It's hard enough to get people to vote. And then it's hard enough to get them to stand in line for 8 hours because the Republicans have put in two or three malfunctioning voting machines and everybody's trying to vote on the other two in a big, big area. But then if you tell them you also have to re-register, there's some fall off. There's some fall off. In any event, she got 48% of the vote. But since then, remember, Raphael Warnock won a Senate seat down there, fair and square. Jonathan Ossoff won a Senate seat square, fair and square in 2020. So the terrain has shifted somewhat. She is now running again. Brian Kemp is the incumbent. And here's what Trump says this. He manages to insult Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. And Brian Kemp, here's what he says. And I'll just read it as is. Quote, Stacey the hoax Abrams has just announced that she's running for governor of Georgia. I beat her single-handedly without much of a candidate in 2018. I'll beat her again. But it'll be hard to do with Brian Kemp because the MAGA base will just not vote for him. Will just not vote for him. I'll tell you what. It will not vote for him after what he did with respect to the election. Respect to the election integrity and two horribly run elections for president and then two Senate seats. It's all garbled from Trump. He just spits it out. But I'm going to read that again. This takes a shot at Stacey Abrams, but that can be expected in a partisan sense. But it takes a bigger shot against Brian Kemp. Quote, Stacey the hoax Abrams has just announced that she's running for governor of Georgia. I beat her single-handedly without much of a candidate in 2018. I'll beat her again. But it'll be hard to do with Brian Kemp because the MAGA base will just not vote for him after what he did with respect to election integrity and two horribly run elections for president and then two Senate seats. End quote from Trump. Now, let's break that down a little bit. Trump is desperate to stay in the news. He says he's running again. Some insiders who are very, very close to him say he's ultimately not going to run again because he couldn't stand being a two-time loser. So who knows if he's going to run again? But if he does, he has done nothing but attack and insult the Republican establishment. And on one level, I like that. When he calls Moscow Mitch a broken down old crow, I chuckle. I really do chuckle. And when he says about Brian Kemp of Georgia, that somehow Trump, not Kemp, but Trump beat, and Trump, Kemp did it in a crooked way by stripping people off the voting rolls. But Trump says, Trump beat her, Stacey Abrams, single-handedly, but without much of a candidate in 2018. I'll beat her again, but it'll be hard to do with Brian Kemp. This is coming from Trump. Now, what Trump is trying to do is get another Republican in there who goes along with the big lie. Brian Kemp sort of went halfway with the big lie, but ultimately he said, I'm going to certify the election. We had a hand recount. We hired people that counted everything by hand. Fact is that Joe Biden won by 14,000 votes. I'm going to certify it. And for that reason, Donald Trump is attacking Brian Kemp. Well, I don't know if these tactics are going to work. First of all, I don't know if Brian Kemp's going to run again. Actually, I hope he does not. He shouldn't have won the first time. And if he does, some of these Trump nuts that Trump puts up, he put a guy up in Pennsylvania for the Senate, right out of the blue. He puts this guy up who turns out to have been accused, very nasty divorce, accused by his wife and children of abusing them. And he finally suspended his campaign when the judge ruled in their favor. The judge looked at it, weighed the facts, and ruled in their favor. So Trump will pull out these marginal characters, very marginal characters. But, you know, Moscow Mitch of Kentucky, who's really anti-democracy, but he does put the brakes a little bit on some of the right wing in his own party. He continually insults Moscow Mitch about his physical appearance. He insults Moscow Mitch's wife, who's Chinese, and her family owns a shipping company in China. And frankly, it's a crooked thing. And Moscow Mitch steered some contracts to her, to the family company. And that was wrong. But he doesn't attack that. He attacks basically his Chinese wife, as he calls it, the ethnicity, draws another ethnic slur. Now, at some point, are there people in the Republican Party who aren't going to put up with this? I mean, I don't know, though. He accused Cruz's father of being in on the plot to assassinate John F. Kennedy. And he said very nasty things about Cruz's wife. And Cruz said, thank you, sir, and manned a phone bank for him. I'm not kidding. You've got to vote for Donald Trump. And he licks his boots. Now, when Trump insults your father and Trump insults your wife and you lick his boots, that's how degraded and craven the Republican Party is. Now, Moscow Mitch is not Ted Cruz, but that said, a broken down old crow and ethnic slurs against his wife? I mean, at some point, do these people all get together and they say, look, we use this guy, he's a Frankenstein, he's a monster. We use him to a point, we're not going to use him anymore. I think so. I mean, at some point when you're continually ridiculed for your physical appearance and your immutable characteristics, your wife's ethnicity, at some point, does even a Republican, a servile, craven Republican, start turning? At some point, the worm turns, as Shakespeare said. At some point, the worm will turn. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.